Joining us now is Gloucester's Assistant Harbor Master, Chad Johnson. Chad, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Chad, this seems to have been, or is, continuing to be a particularly busy boating season, and I'm guessing because of the hot weather. Now, I haven't been out on the water that much, but am I right in assessing that this is pretty busy this year?
Yeah, absolutely. The weather's been very nice, and especially on weekends, and there's really not many activities to do with a lot of the COVID closures and that stuff, and boating is one of the safer activities you can do, so it is. We are finding it busier than usual summers.
Gloucester Harbor is an amazing harbor. It's one of the biggest, most useful harbors, I think, probably in the world. And tell me a little bit about the staff there before we get into some of the safety issues, Chad. What kind of an operation runs out of the Gloucester Harbor Master Office in terms of personnel and boats and that kind of stuff?
So we operate we have two full-time positions, myself and the Harbor Master, Thomas Shimataro, and we operate with 15 seasonal assistant harbor masters. We operate three patrol boats along with a pump out boat and a harbor launch that services the local harbor moorings here.
Mm-hmm. Where is your jurisdiction, Chad? I know it goes from the breakwater into the inner harbor to the fish pier, but what about on the other side up the Anasquam and so on?
Yeah, so if starting from the south, we go from Magnolia Harbor, where we meet Manchester's AOR, so the Magnolia Pier is Gloucester's territory. And then from the outside, that goes all the way around to the other side of Salt Island off of Good Harbor Beach.
Good heavens.
That's where we join Rockport. And then after that, we pick it back up from Rockport at Folly Cove and then go all the way north, Lanes Cove, all the way up the Anasquam River, so Wingachique Beach, Jones's Creek, Little River, all the way up the Anasquam back into the harbor.
That's an enormous amount of water, isn't it? That seems huge.
Yeah, 60-something miles of coastline altogether.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. Now, this summer in particular, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of traffic. I think that you got your own problems, I think, in the harbor, in the inner harbor. Let me just ask you about that, first of all. In terms of, you know, from 10 Pound Island out to the breakwater, people, I think for the most part, locals certainly are aware of the rules of the road. But how is it with outer towners and people who come maybe from, you know, a little further south?
This side of the bridge is not terrible because there is a lot of room. The harbor is very good size, well protected, and for the most part, it's pretty safe in that part of the harbor. Even coming into the inner Gloucester Harbor, most people abide by the rules. They're well marked with Coast Guard aids to navigation buoys, and we have a good amount of no wake buoys. So that's not that's definitely not a problem area. And I will say, with the good amount of boat traffic, better than usual summer we've had, we've actually, knock on wood, have been lucky with incidences that are actually down. So
excellent. Mm-hmm.
It is better. The issue is, you know, heading up the river. The river can be tricky. You get a lot of current there, getting through the Blimmin Bridge, passing the marina, and then you have the Gloucester High School Dunfudge and boat ramp, which is extremely busy every weekend. So it can get congested and confusing in there. And then as you head north up the river, before you get to Wingachique Beach, you have the big sandbar that's, you know, a lot of anchoring happening there and people utilizing that.
Yeah, I know I was out recently and going in that direction at low tide. I mean, it's tricky enough at high tide, but at low tide, it can be pretty pretty weird to navigate if you're not from the area. But people have they have these new devices now, don't they? The technology can tell you the depth of the water just by looking at a screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Technology's out there, and we were lucky enough to have some help with the federal and state government in this past winter and fall. The Anasquam Federal Channel was actually dredged
right
back to an original depth of 8 feet. So a lot of the shoaling that we had in the past in the river has been alleviated through the dredging that happened. They did a great job on that. So it did open up the river, which is a huge cause of the less incidents. We've had previous years, a lot of groundings in the river around those areas, you know, ferns and such.
Well, you know, an added burden, I guess, to your job, of course, is the virus. And as you mentioned, most people can't do other things that they'd be able to do on the weekend, so they're getting out to sea. And as I said, we took a ride around the Cape recently, and with the good weather, I think it was along Wingersheek or Coffin Beach or somewhere in there, and I'm not sure my territory, but there were an enormous number of boats tied together. And I guess the mayor got a little upset by that. And so this weekend, there's going to be a little bit more concern with that kind of thing.
Yeah, so this past week, the governor's office, Governor Baker, he actually updated COVID order number 31 to add some boating restrictions, if you would, in there. And so we're limiting the amount of rafting to three boats and three boats only, all which must have their anchor out. We've been putting the word out, social media. It's been in the paper. So, and we will have some extra help with state agencies down the river this weekend. State police and Mass Environmental Police will both be helping us out to more or less educate the public and the people that have been doing it. I mean, it's been rafting that's going on that sandbar off of just south of Wingersheek Beach, you know, for as long as I can remember. It's always been legal. The people down there are very respectful, and I don't foresee it being a big issue. It was, you know, COVID reasons. You got to limit the contact with other people, and boats were just getting, the groups were getting a little big. And obviously, we want to educate more than, you know, violate people for it. So we're going to get down there early on Saturday with a decent force and just educate the people on, hey, we can only go three boats rafted. After that, we need 6 feet between the next group of rafting.
Okay, well, you know, that makes sense, and I know that I know you, Chad, and I know how you deal with people, so I love the way you talk about educating people and really appreciate that. A couple more quick questions. In terms of moorings, Chad, when people come, I know when I hear on the scanner a lot, they'll call the harbor master's office and ask for a mooring. What does that mean, and where are the moorings for out-of-towners?
So our master's office has 28 transient moorings. We refer to them as transients for boaters that come in. A majority of them, 14 of them, are in the inner harbor from just after the state pier out to the anchors, which is right off our office here at Harbor Loop. And then we have a couple moorings out at 10 Pound Island, in between 10 Pound Island and Rocky Neck. And we have a couple more out off of Stage 4 Park, Stagehead.
Mm-hmm.
We actually use a web-based program, Docla. It's almost like a hotels.com. So people will make a request through us via Docla. We'll assign them a mooring. They'll come in for a visit. Along with that mooring fee, we also operate a Duffy launch out of here, and you get a free launch ride either into our landing, St. Peter's Landing, or Cripple Cove Landing, and hope. It's been really, really successful this year. We've been very, very busy. We've been sold out almost every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it does bring a lot of visiting traffic in, and we, you know, can sell the city that way. It's been very successful. We do have a Marinas.com gave us a outstanding rating, 4.5 stars, I believe, which is top 10% of all marinas in the country.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you know, and I know that it's not the same without the fishing traffic, but you still have the fishing industry to watch out for, too. And you know, you've got to that creates, I'm sure, a little more traffic for the commercial fishermen. They've got to watch out for the guys on the weekends, I guess. But otherwise, it's good. Sounds good. Chad, anything else you want to mention in terms of safety, either this weekend or boating in general?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, generally you need to be safe. We're lucky enough to have a Coast Guard station, the United States Coast Guard station, right here in our neighborhood in Gloucester. It happens to be right next door. They do an outstanding job promoting boating safety along with our office and Boston Police has a marine unit that promotes boating safety. And like I said, for the most part, incidents have been down this year, even though boating's been up. So something we're doing is working. You know, you have that much boating and machinery running, you're going to have incidences. We just try to mitigate them as much as possible. But, you know, operate safe. Jet ski operation is getting greater and greater. The whole river is a no-wake zone from entering the Blimmin Bridge side heading north all the way out until Anasquam Lighthouse is all no-wake, 5 miles an hour speed zone. So, and we have a little bit of an issue enforcing that with jet skis. You get on a jet ski, you want to go fast. Jet ski operation after sunset is illegal in the state of Massachusetts, regardless of lights or not. So you cannot operate a personal watercraft after sunset and before sunrise. But other than that, the paddle boarders are great. They always have their proper proper survival gear, you know, a whistle and a personal flotation device. We have a couple great sub companies around here that do a good job helping us promote safety with the paddle craft. And so that, and we haven't had a paddle craft incident as of yet.
Did I hear you just knock on wood when you said that?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. No, I know, and I forgot about the paddle boarders out there too. Yeah, that adds to the population. Chad, I want to thank you so much. Chad Johnson, the assistant harbor master in Gloucester with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.